Good morning and welcome to Mornings with a Stranger, episode 68. 68, that's a long ways from one. A little simple math would tell you the number, but that's not the point. Anyway, thanks for listening. Whether you're starting at 68 or whether you started at one or somewhere in the middle, thank you very much. I was listening to my iTunes in random today, and it was actually interesting because I forgot that I was listening to iTunes instead of Pandora. And the couple songs were coming up, like, oh, wow, this is cool, good song. Oh, wow, this is cool, good song. And then a song came up, I was like, oh my gosh, what song is that? I know this song, I totally know this song. And, but this doesn't seem normal for Pandora. Just like, I haven't heard it in such a really long time. And then it took a few seconds to kick in and realize, oh yeah, I'm listening to iTunes. It's my music. I own it. Anyway, so, but the song that I was listening to was Diwanji Diwanji, or Divanji Divanji. I'm not really honestly sure how it's pronounced, but it's from the movie Om Shanti Om, which was out in India like in 2007. And the song in the movie strikes me like half the time when I listen to it. So I will share what struck you or what struck me today. The line in the song is all, well, the first part of one of the choruses or the chorus is, now I have to go listen to it and remember. And I don't know if we can play it, if that's like against copyright laws or something. Okay, so the first line is, all hot girls, put your hands up and say, and then of course the Om Shanti Om part. And then the next line is, all cool boys, come on, make some noise. And this always strikes me because there's so much like different standards for men and women. And this plays out in the US too, which is why I'm calling attention to it. The girls have to be hot in order for them to be called in to have the fun that they're requesting people to have fun. Now, one, of course, could argue that if a girl has confidence and thinks she's hot, that makes her hot, therefore she counts. I don't know. Certainly not in Hollywood or Bollywood standards in most cases does that play out. And the guys, they just have to be cool. Like, that's all they got to do. And I realize that can be high standards as well, but they're very different standards. And what do we define as cool? So anyway, I just thought that was very fascinating. And I realize it's lyrics. but it would have been interesting if it would have been, you know, all cool girls and all hot boys. Like how would that have changed things in how we think about the song? I don't know. I'm just curious. I always find the different standards fascinating and, you know, in a lot of music. And of course, I can't think of any off the top of my head about the music and the lyrics and calling attractive women to the floor and it's seen or to the dance floor or to do something in particular. It seems to me that there are other songs that, again, set different standards for guys. But anyway, I realize it could just be a lyric choice. I haven't, like, talked to anybody and asked them. But nonetheless, I just find it interesting that the guys just have to be cool. They don't have to be hot. And I realize that's also the dichotomous of hot and cool place in there as well. But understanding what those things mean on a colloquial level is very fascinating. So I almost forgot to mention this. And this is one of the things that in this conglomerate of song listening to that came totally to my head. I was watching Queer Eye, which I've just started watching, interestingly enough, due to a friend's recommendation, partially in the exact related aspect of what I'm going to mention that one of the guys mentioned. So on the show episode, I think it's 3, it's the one with the cop. Really good episode, by the way. You should check this show out. It's very good, but better than I thought. I don't really like makeover shows. I don't really like things like that at all, but the 3 episodes I have watched, I have thoroughly enjoyed. So the state of the situation is they're going to make over this cop, and the cop, when he's at home, is a little bit of a sloppy dresser, kind of, I guess, you know, just kind of sloppy t-shirt and I think it was t-shirts and kind of baggy shorts, right? And the point that the guy, the Pakistani guy, and I'm sorry, I don't remember their names, I apologize to the Fab Five, Anyway, the guy from Pakistan basically brings up the point that the wife is focused on, or she does makes an effort to be cute for her husband, and in the general sense that we put a lot of focus on, and it's always mentioned the woman, the girl being cute for her boyfriend or whatever. And he basically said, what happened to guys looking cute for their wives, being putting some effort in and being cute and being attractive? And I love that he pointed out the whole aspect of that is part of what makes her feel wanted. It was a great statement. And the cop grabbed onto it. I mean, he got it, it seemed like. And if you watch the episode, you'll see he made a very nice transformation without a whole lot of work. Looked very nice. But I think it's definitely a point that many times, not by everybody, but many times kind of does get lost. And there's more expectation for the woman to doll up a little bit, and make a little bit of an effort. The men believe that they don't have to make. So when you're in the dating pool and you think about that, just saying, makes a difference. Doesn't even have to be a lot. A little bit can go a long way. Reminds me of when I was a kid, and this is taking this situation farther, more highlighting the patriarchy and the pressure that women have than looking cute. But I knew a couple who the guy was overweight and kind of not always had been, I don't think, but maybe a little. But so, you know, not ridiculously overweight, but definitely carrying 50, 60 extra pounds. I could be totally off on that because I really suck at weight, but it wasn't like 20. And she, who was always fit, not ridiculously fit, but she was always, you know, physically in a very good and healthy weight and you know, skinny. And he would make comments about her needing to lose weight. And the times when he did, she really hadn't gained nothing noticeable to anybody around. That was commented on by people around her, that nobody else was noticing anything. And somebody, I remember as a kid thinking about this and kind of seeing that he was able to make comments towards her about that, but feeling like if she were to make a comment towards him, that would not have gone well. And somebody did in one night, I recall, somebody did kind of call him on it and said, hey, you know, if you're going to comment on her needing to lose weight and she's looks great, maybe you should turn that on yourself a little bit. And, you know, we don't really do that so much anymore. I'm sure people do, but I think it's less than it used to be. And but it is interesting that just the where it could come from a guy who wasn't a really fit to a woman who was doing, you know, in good shape and at a healthy weight. But yeah, if that was turned around, again, I was very aware of that as a kid, that I thought if it was a female who was overweight, who was saying that to a guy who wasn't and commenting on him gaining a pound or two, that she would have been a very overbearing, demanding, horrible person. And probably, you know, I felt like she would have gotten called on it in front of her face or behind her back more so than what I saw the guy get called on. So it was interesting. And I remember when it happened, it was like, oh my goodness, how's this going to go? That's a bit far from Om Shanti Om, but there you go. Thank you very much for listening. Facebook at Mornings with a Stranger, @ Mornings with a Stranger, no spaces. Find me on the internet at morningswithastranger.com. We'll see you tomorrow for episode 69. I feel like there's a little pressure on to make it, well, it's 69. You could ignore it, but somehow I don't think that's going to happen. Anyway, we'll see what happens tomorrow. Have a wonderful rest of your day.